Okay, I am Fred Fletcher with the Chattanooga Police Department. We are here to give you an update on the criminal investigation. As you all might remember from previous briefings, there are currently two investigations occurring, concurrent but separate. A criminal investigation being conducted by the Chattanooga Police Department and an administrative investigation being conducted by the National Traffic Safety Bureau. We are going to talk about the criminal investigation for which the Chattanooga Police Department is the lead investigating agency. Sergeant Austin Garrett, the acting commander of our traffic division, is going to give that briefing. Before he does, I'd like to say a couple of things that we've repeated earlier. Please be careful about reporting any information about this investigation that does not come from the Chattanooga Police Department. We are committed to giving you information on a timely basis when we have updates. Today should serve as a prime example of that. We have a couple of significant updates. As soon as we got them, we arranged this meeting, this press conference, so that you could get them and help us communicate them to the community as quickly as possible. We are absolutely committed to giving you information as it comes to us. If we're not giving it to you, it probably means we don't have it. If we don't have it, its reliability is probably of dubious accuracy. If you report that, or if you re-report it, you are harming my community. I would very much appreciate it if we could be careful about that. Some of you have been very good about that, and that means a great deal to me. Thank you for that. Again, criminal investigation, brief update, a few questions after. Sergeant Austin Garrett, a 24-year veteran of the Chattanooga Police Department, commander of the training division, the lead of this investigation, is going to give you those details. Thank you.
Thanks, sir. As Chief Fletcher said, I'm Sergeant Austin Garrett, commander over the Chattanooga Police Department Traffic Division, overseeing the criminal investigation into the accident that occurred on Monday. Currently, the investigation is still ongoing. We're still in the very early stages of the investigation. There's a great deal of physical and testimonial evidence to acquire and process. Our number one priority at the Chattanooga Police Department is helping the children and the families who were impacted by this horrible crash. I'll provide you with an update on the investigation and take a few questions at the end. Currently, Chattanooga Police Department Traffic Division has obtained warrants for all data devices contained on the bus. Our investigative team is reviewing the video from the bus. Some of the video we have shows views from the front, back, and sides. Those are currently being examined, as I said. We're also interviewing witnesses. We've not started speaking to the children involved in the crash yet, but we will in the future. That's also a very important part of our investigation. In interviewing the children, it's important that they've been impacted by traumatic incidents, that we do that in cooperation with individuals who are trained in these matters, as well as working with the parents. And we're working on coordinating those efforts. I'd like to also mention that no one was ejected from the bus during or after the crash. The media is reporting claims that the driver asked the children on the bus if they were prepared to die. I want to be very clear on this. No witness we have spoken with has that information or provided it directly to our investigators. But we have also not interviewed all witnesses yet. If anyone has firsthand information, we would request that you provide that to the Chattanooga Police Department investigators assigned to the case by simply calling the police department and speaking with one of them. As it relates to the blood draw, we received toxicology reports back today from the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation that shows no trace of alcohol or drugs in the driver's system. The driver's driving history did include a minor wreck in September of this year, investigated by our agency. It's also part of the investigation. As for the patients, at this time, hospital officials tell us six children remain hospitalized. Out of respect and privacy for the families impacted by this tragedy, we will not be providing you with any condition updates. Again, the Chattanooga Police Department's priority is helping the families heal. Part of that healing process is reassuring them that our department and investigators are committed to a complete, thorough, and fair investigation. I'll take a couple of questions.
Sergeant, can you respond to parents, victims, families who have said that they've complained about this driver before? We've seen a number of reports from different sources saying there have been complaints against this driver.
Again, we've heard those reports. That's part of the investigation currently being examined by investigators.
Sergeant, no details related.
That's currently part of the investigation.
You say the test results show no alcohol or drugs in his system. What prompted your agency to arrest Walker so soon after the crash?
It's part of the probable cause affidavit that's on file.
Thank you. still cooperating, sir?
It's part of the investigation.
So when you say no drugs, no alcohol, is that off a breathalyzer or are you doing toxicology with blood draws? How did you come to conclude?
It's a blood draw toxicology that went to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation in Nashville.
And all of it came back negative?
All of it came back negative.
Last question.
How many cameras were on the bus?
Several with multiple angles. I couldn't tell you exactly how many, but we do have multiple angles.
Has the driver's story been consistent throughout your investigation with him?
It's part of the investigation. Thank you.
That's it. Thank you.